Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A number of states held primary elections on Tuesday. In Pennsylvania, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman won the Democratic bid for U.S. Senate. NPR's Don Gagne reports his general election opponent remains undetermined, thanks to an extremely close Republican contest.
As polls closed, the question was, would the tight three-person race that emerged in the campaign's final week continue as vote counting began? TV celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick each ran big, expensive campaigns, while TV commentator Kathy Barnett, with little money or staff, only recently slipped into the top tier. But her hopes faded last evening as she slipped to a distant third. Meanwhile, neither Oz, who was endorsed by Donald Trump, or McCormick could shake the other and take a commanding lead. So, after months of the two of them attacking one another in TV ads, we wait a while longer while some remaining mail-in and other uncounted ballots are tallied. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Embattled North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn lost his bid for re-election in Tuesday's primary. The 26-year-old freshman has conceded the race to Republican challenger Chuck Edwards. Funerals will begin soon for the victims killed during a shooting rampage at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York on Saturday. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports many residents in the city are calling on the Biden administration to do more to fight hate crimes.
There's been an outpouring of support here for the families of the 10 people killed and 3 wounded last Saturday in the killing spree at a supermarket. It occurred in a mostly black neighborhood of the city. President Biden met with the families of victims yesterday and in a public speech denounced white supremacy. Local activist Taniqua Simmons said it's imperative for the government to take specific steps to fight hate groups for the sake of her children and others.
I want them to be able to live here, grow up here, thrive here, and be safe here and go to the grocery store and any other place they want to go without being met by gunfire.
The 18-year-old shooting suspect faces first-degree murder charges. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Buffalo, New York.
Finland and Sweden have formally asked to join NATO amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Terry Schultz reports.
The NATO ambassadors of Finland and Sweden handed over letters to Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg confirming their governments are seeking membership in the alliance. It's a massive reversal of both public and political opinion in the two countries caused by concern over Russian unpredictability. Although Turkey says it has problems with Finnish and Swedish positions on Kurdish issues, Stoltenberg says he believes everything can be resolved.
Terry Schultz reporting. This is NPR News in Washington. A federal judge has struck down a law in Tennessee that required businesses to notify customers if they allow transgender people to use the bathroom of their choice. Businesses challenged the law, arguing that requiring them to post signs would violate their First Amendment rights. The law threatened up to 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $500 for violations. The demand for COVID-19 pills is surging as case numbers rise again in the United States. As NPR's Ping Wong reports, the medication can help patients with mild or moderate symptoms avoid hospitalization or death from the virus.
In the past 4 weeks, there's been a 300% increase in COVID patients receiving Paxlovid. That's an antiviral pill course that can help you recover more quickly, especially if you're at higher risk of getting seriously ill. Health officials say the increase in pill use maps to parts of the country that are seeing more COVID cases. Some COVID patients who take Paxlovid are seeing their symptoms come back after they finish the 5-day course. These rebounds are generally mild, but patients are encouraged to wear masks in case they're still contagious. Health officials say there's plenty of supply at the moment, but warn that more funding from Congress is needed to keep the pills available in coming months. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The FDA says it's amending its emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The agency has approved a single booster for kids 5 to 11 years old at least 5 months after they've been fully vaccinated. The CDC must now decide whether to sign off on it. You're listening to NPR News.